Good evening, everybody on Audio Boom, Twitter, Audio Mo, however you're finding this. Most likely it's posted via Twitter, via Audio Mo. I don't know of any other methods in which people are posting Audio Mos, and they probably are tweeting, sending some of them to Facebook with the hashtag Audio Mo and posting some to their blogs, which is pretty cool. But I wanted to come in, do a quick update, and then skedaddle because it's late and I want to listen to the news. Hubby and I are pretty low on groceries, so we need to skedaddle down to the store. And yes, we do our grocery shopping at Walmart. I do like some of the stuff at their deli when they have it, of course. So I'm going to go raid Walmart and see what stuff I can get. No, I'm just kidding. But unfortunately, I have to go do shopping, and shopping is never fun. It's exciting, but it's never fun because then you have to lug all the groceries home and then put them away, and it's like, I don't know why, I just never thought grocery shopping was fun. But anyway, so I've got to do that tomorrow. I did 4 large loads of laundry. Well, I would say they're pretty medium large loads of laundry. Folded them, put them away, and pretty much spent the day trying to recuperate because I'm not feeling so good. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. Getting ready to go to sleep. I was just reading some different recipes, and I was showing some to my husband, but then he got tired and left the room. So then I started looking at fruits and fruit salads, and there's a banana salad recipe that I really want to try. It's I would need to pull it up again, but it has lemon jello. Basically, you mix in the lemon jello, the banana slices, pineapple chunks, miniature marshmallows. Of course, while all the jello is still wet. Anyway, so then as you do that, there's a topping that is, like a flour, sugar mixture, with egg and whipped cream. So it's gonna be like a creamy, fluffy topping, and I guess you pour it over this jello fruity mixture and you chill, and it's supposed to be this really good salad. Kind of similar to ambrosia, but ambrosia's got the coconut, but it's kind of similar, and I don't think ambrosia has jello either. Oh god, it's been ages since I've had ambrosia. I like the salads without coconut. I'm not a huge coconut fan. I just don't like the texture of it. I don't mind the taste. It's the texture of it. I just don't like it. It kind of reminds me of like the pieces of confetti. It just has that crunchy, really weird texture. I just don't like it. I don't know why, but I just don't. Anyway, so that's, you know, that's a jello salad that I really want to try. There's a Snickers apple salad that would actually be very good. But I'm not so sure about that one. My husband's not a big apple person. So, but apparently there's a Snickers apple salad. I gotta see if my dog needs to be taken out because it's getting late. Come here, Zappa. You want to say anything to Audio Mo? Zappa. Hi. Zappa. No, come here. Here, sit. You want to say something to Audio Mo? Oh, there was a little lick of the phone. Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty much what's going on here. We're going to go see if puppy needs a drink of water and take him out. And, yeah. So that's pretty much what's going on, with our nice, quiet evening. Let me get you some water, puppy. I think you're running low. Oh, yeah.
I always like the sound that dishes make when you... Anyway. It had a little bit of water that it needed to be... turning on the filtered water. And, so yeah. That's basically what happened today. It's been... a pretty easygoing day, aside from me having to do all the laundry. And if I had a house, it probably wouldn't be as bad, but had to lug all that laundry down to the washroom and wash it. And, okay, that bowl's filled. And, oof, let me set this phone down because I'm spilling this water bowl and I don't want to spill it on my phone. Oops. Okay, there you go, Zappa. You need some water? Get some water, puppy. He probably doesn't need water. He probably just has to go pee. You want some water? No? I'm trying to convince him to drink more water. He drinks some. I would say about 4 cups a day, and then with an additional half a cup. I put plenty of water in his food. I put half a cup to 3/4 of a cup, and I pretty much soak his food because he doesn't get enough water. But anyway. I've had some pretty cool recipes. I've come across some pretty cool stuff. So, because I wanted to try something new, but it's kind of... I like to try new things, but it is kind of boring because I have a husband that sticks purely to routine. Same old crap every day. Sorry. But... not really in the mood for trying out new things. I'm going to talk to my neighbor when I go shopping because she'll be taking me shopping. So, I've never made this Jell-O salad before. I've made Jell-O, but I've never done like a fruit salad with Jell-O. And I love Jell-O. I love all the stuff. And then they have this flour, sugar, egg, whipped cream. Not the whipped cream in a can, but an actual whipped cream topping that's supposed to be really good. Good boy, Zappa. So, I'm really in the mood for trying that, but... I can understand, when I was going to college, I was pretty happy with routine because at least I knew what he liked. It kept him happy. It kept me happy because I knew what we were making. But, you know, now that I'm home, you know, I have extra time to experiment and try new things. And I've had instances where I've bought ingredients for stuff on things that it turned out he didn't like, and it turned out to be a waste because he wouldn't eat it, and I would eat it, but, you know, things like that. I just wish he would try more stuff. He's just so in a rut that cooking is kind of frustrating. Because I'll be like, hey, let's try a new pizza. Let's try a new pasta. And I'll be like, hey, how does this sound? Oh, it sounds like too much of a hassle. Maybe next time. Finally, I told him tonight. I said, well, when is there ever a next time? Every time I show you a new recipe, you always say, next time. You say, that sounds good. Next time. So, I don't know. It's kind of frustrating cooking for a man who's pretty much in a rut. But unfortunately, he never gets out of the house. He's pretty much in the house all day, so I don't know. I don't know how in the world he lives like this for so many years. But
just being stuck in a rut. But, yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and end this audio mode because I want to get to bed. All right, folks. Take care. Heading up. Pause recording button.